The gold shortage continues in Marvel Strike Force. Nova's event has come and gone with some bugs and some miscommunication. What does it mean for you? And Korg's monthly event is starting. What are you going to do to maximize the rewards? We're talking about all of these things and more in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This week, I'm joined by my brother, Dorky Dad. And if you're ready for a brother, Dorky Dad, let him know what to do.
Let's go smash it.
Alley flying.
Hello there, Marvel Strike Force fans. Welcome back to the Valley Flying channel. I'm Valley Flying. Hope you're having a great day. In this video, we're talking all about everything going on in Marvel Strike Force, the gold shortage, Nova's event, the good, the bad, the results, what is going to happen with it, the new monthly event with Korg, and everything else in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This is your first time here on the channel. Hit that subscribe button because we do this video every week, keeping you in the loop out of everything in Marvel Strike Force. We also have gameplay videos, question and answer videos, everything to help you in Marvel Strike Force. And if you're listening to the podcast version of this, give it a nice review, a nice five-star review, whatever platform you're listening to. And if there's a person, this is a longer video, and if there's a certain section you want to get to, there are timestamps down below. But I am joined this week by brother Dorky Dad. How are you, Dorky?
I'm good. How you doing, Valley? It's been a long time, huh?
It has been a long time. I know you've been really busy. We've had 3, 4, 5 weeks of Scourge going on, and I know you're the Scourge master, gets the best runs in on all that stuff, helping the community get all that stuff. So now that the Scourge is done, you must have a lot more free time on your hands.
Yeah, kind of. I'm exploring other games, and with Diablo 4 coming out tonight, I'm going to be kind of busy.
Nice.
So
nice, you know, nice.
Always
nice.
Looking for alternatives.
You're still playing Lord of the Rings as well?
Yeah, I still play that daily. There's not much going on in that game. The new character came out, but it's like, cool, but what do I do with this new character? So
the campaigns and arena, and it's pretty much.
I beat them. I beat the campaigns. I got nothing left to do.
You beat the game already. All right.
There you go.
All right. Well, in Marvel Strike Force, the way to beat this game is by hoarding. So not a lot of information on what to hoard. Not as many data mines nowadays, but we do have this stuff that we need to hoard for today. So hopefully you haven't already spent this, but campaign energy, power cores, and your raid battles. Have you been saving all this stuff, or are you one of the smart players that's saving everything in Marvel Strike Force?
I've not saved things. I have a couple energies left over from the web store that I need to like collect, and there's 100 there. I didn't do my cores yet, and I didn't do my raid battles yet, but our raids are kind of starting at a weird time because we were pushing, but now we've hit our max difficulty, so we got to wait 24 hours for it to finish at this point. Okay. So we're in a little bit of a weird spot.
All right. Well, so I guess over the course of the event, it should be fine, hopefully, right? With all that stuff. So. All right. Well, that is what the Horde guys, hopefully you have all that stuff saved up. Hopefully you're ready. And hopefully you got the rest of this stuff. There are some probably some gold orb opening events, probably some training orbs coming in this month. But the big thing that just ended, Dorky Dad, you're the expert on all this stuff, is this Scourge. The difficulty. Now, we've had a few different versions of this. The first one had some weird packs on there, giving crazy turn meter and everything to bio characters. When it came back, though, some of the nodes were a little more difficult. What do you think about the difficulty when we didn't have some of those Scourges that we could equip with this leaderboard version of this Nova event?
So I think without those Scourges, it mostly affected people that were going to just skirt by with an unlock and hit the middle ground. For like the super hardcore players, I think we were actually going to disable those packs in the long run because those bio nodes that had like Red Hulk on it, we weren't going to be able to go in there with him having full speed, full energy at the higher difficulty. So I think the super psychotic tryhard people like myself were eventually going to take those off for our max runs.
Okay.
But with them being unavailable, it so adversely affect everybody else who was just trying to get the 400k to get the unlock or 450 to get the unlock or was trying to get that middle ground, you know, somewhere in the top 10% kind of thing.
Yeah.
And just the fact that they needed to rerun the event twice added so much confusion to everything that it was just a gong show from the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, how many times did you end up doing all these run for this in total? For the first time it came, for the second time it came, how many runs did you do on these packs? I know you spent a lot of time on this from Twin Streams. But how many runs did you end up doing total?
So I did two difficulty 9 runs, one where I did 9 knowns, one where I did 10. Geez. I did one difficulty 10 run.
Oh my goodness.
And that was for like the second event came. Before that, I only did one difficulty 8 run to get the unlock. And then I did like some testing. I turned those 3 broken scourges off. I was kind of seeing like, okay, what can we do to get by these nodes that were so clearly kind of made for these packs to help you get through it?
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time in there.
Well, I'm glad that you did all that testing so the majority of the community didn't have to. I actually got sick and ran out of time and just didn't end up doing a good run in this. So I missed out, and I missed out on some rewards. I thought I was going to get better rewards than I got, but it wasn't very good. And there was an issue with this. So the dev team has been regarding feedback, the minimum requirement points for the Nova Trials rank rewards. Now, there was nothing communicated. There was some communication that said 400,000 would get you an unlock if you got the rank rewards. There was initial communications as 450, then it got dropped down, but nothing about to qualify for these rank rewards, a minimum for that. Now, what they said, they understand there was confusion regarding the intended change of the minimum point value from 100,000 to 400,000. As this was not clear as it could have been, we're currently reviewing the situation, discussing how to address it. This topic is a priority for the team. We intend to have consensus on how to proceed with the next couple of days, which we plan to share with you. Appreciate your patience, the interim, and updated. Now, the only thing that was communicated, Brother Dorky, was this. That was in the game. It said reach 100,000 points, earn rank rewards. And I believe this was only for a few hours in the very first Nova Scourge. But this was only communication we got. And I think this was disabled after a few hours. I think it was supposed to be 400,000, but that was never communicated. Did you hear anything about this 100,000 and 400,000? What did you think the rank reward minimum was going to be?
Honestly, because I know I'm going to blow out the minimum, so I don't even look for that, oddly enough. As a content creator, I probably should be. Was that for the 400K community, points? Yeah. Was the 400K points shown on the second version in that spot?
I don't remember it ever showing. I believe this was the only thing that showed, and then they disabled it. So the only communication I believe that we got officially was in these blog posts. And none of this blog post or any of the previous blog posts mentioned that there was a minimum for these rank rewards. And I think that's where the big disconnect is right now. There was nothing that was mentioned that there was a minimum.
I mean, regardless, Scopely needs to know their community. So if at 400,000 points, it being unmentioned, maybe there'd be a bit more if they had mentioned it. Only 50,000 players hit that minimum. Yeah. Then that's not your minimum anymore. Because that is such a bad look for the game. It is such a bad look. And there's a lot of reasons for that, right? I know a lot of people. I know 3 people who just didn't do one of the leaderboard runs because they weren't keeping up with it. They didn't know that there was a second run. They thought they did their first run and they were going to get their payouts eventually. They just didn't do one. And these are like super end game players, but lots of people are starting to check out of the game, unfortunately. Yeah, so there's that group of people. Then there's them taking away 3 packs, reduce the amount of potential points you get attached to lower difficulty runs to hit a number like 400,000.
Oh, I didn't think of that. That's an excellent point. I didn't even think of that part. The removing some points. That's another consideration there.
There's so many reasons why the 400K should never have been a thing. I don't even think 100,000 should be a thing. I think literally if you get one point on one of the events, you should be part of the
You tried. You should get something. It should be awarded to the whole community. And they should have been communicating all these leaderboard stuff. I got like right outside the top 5,000 or so.
Oh, no. Right there.
I was like, I'm just going to get whatever I get because I knew I didn't put the time in for a good run. I did like difficulty 7 with all the scourges. I was like, this is all I got time for.
Well,
I was like, when I looked at it, I was like, all right, I'm right outside of 5,000. I'll get like a 4 red Nova, but no, I got 11 to 13 when I got my rank. So I was like, oh man, there must have been not a lot of people playing this. But I guess the good thing is, like you mentioned, if you're the only one that gets screwed, it feels bad. But if everybody gets screwed, you're kind of in the same boat. So everybody outside the top 5,000. Got some weird rankings. If you're inside the top 5,000, you've been fully paid out and you should have got that stuff. But yeah, outside the top 5,000, it got weird. What do you think they're going to do with all this? Considering this message that they sent out, considering all the issues that you mentioned, not just the communication and all that, having minimums, what do you think they're going to end up doing?
Well, I don't know what they can do at this point, because every day they let go by, a lot of that information starts getting just lost. And you know, Scopely is keeping track of things. It just gets lost and pushed to the side, pushed to the side, pushed
oh,
to
yeah.
the side.
Oh, yeah. Where's my ISO 85, dorky dad?
Oh, we're never getting that. We're never getting that. Look, we should keep fighting for it, but we're never getting that.
Gonna keep mentioning it every time.
We should literally mention it every single video, all content creators do all the time, so people don't forget. But,
all right. We met the quota for this video.
Yeah, exactly. So as far as this goes, look, the simplest solution was for them to say, oh, this is poopy. We need to drop it down to 100,000, as was initially briefly shown on the event, and go from there. That's what they should have done immediately. They should have just been like, oh, something went crazy and Forge from the X-Men got into the mainframe and put a virus in, and that's why this, something oh, silly. Be silly yeah. with it and be like,
I love that.
Rewards aren't I love right. That. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the second it was 50,000 players, if you weren't top 5,000, then you immediately jumped to the top 10% bracket. It's like, 11, okay, no, guys, that's wrong.
11%. I don't think there even was a 10%.
So as soon as that happens, they need to just take the L and be like, hey, we're going to fix it. Don't worry. And they get to work right away. It's been what? 4 days? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while. I think it was Monday or Tuesday it came out. Yeah. It's been a while. More than enough time to figure this stuff out.
Anyway, yeah, they should have immediately dropped it down to 100,000. I think that time is probably lost now for them to go back and do it. You know, they're going to break something even more important. So I think what they should do is they should bring the Noble Trial back right away.
I don't want to do it again.
I think they should bring it back right away. Look, and there's going to be a bunch of people, 500 people that already have 7-star. So 500 more people can get the 7-star, and then 50 more people can get the red and all that. Just run it again. Look, take the L.
All right.
These type of character releases are meant to give the character away anyway. Give the character away. People are going to have a bigger Nova. They're going to want to buy Nowhere more. Just run the shit again.
All right. You're selling me, bro. When you first mentioned that before we started recording, I was like, no, don't bring it back. You sold me on it, though. Bring it back. I'm going to have more time this time. I'm actually going to do a difficulty 8 run. I'm not going to skip it over. Bring it back. Bring it back, Scopely. That's the best solution, I think. Bring it back. Let everybody get it. This is just the second time of the event. And actually, you know what? If they do bring it back, though, they need to have these first-time rewards here because... I'd like to get the shards. I know I'm eventually going to get the shards. I want these red stars, though. I don't want to spend those dark promotion credits. I just want to get a chance to shoot for a higher red star in my Nova. That's all I want. And then I'll be happy.
I think that's fair.
I think it is, too. All right. But let's talk about Nova himself. Nova is in the game. Nova, I think a lot of people were pushing for this in hopes that he would be a great arena character. As you can see, I haven't built him, so I don't really have a lot of experience with Nova. What are you noticing with Nova? Does he have any value in arena, any value in Crucible, any value in the raids, anything outside of war for this character?
So I've noticed no value in arena. I've not seen him on defense in arena. The team we have with like Kang, Red Hook, Morgan, Rogue, or Archangel Apocalypse is like, what is Nova really adding there? Because he immediately gets turn meter rewound on defense. So he immediately becomes much less impactful. He doesn't get that on spawn speed, right? So he's meh in arena, in my opinion.
Okay.
In war, plug and play, great character. Alone without his team, which is good.
Doesn't even need Nowhere. He's good right now.
You can make like a Doom team around him, and you could be Gamma teams with a one shot. It's very impressive. It's very good.
So the place that people wanted him to do good, not doing too good. The place he's supposed to do good, doing very good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm interrupting you. What's going on in the other two game modes?
So I mean, in Crucible, he's a very interesting character. It seems like he could have some places both on offense and defense.
Okay.
Kind of a bust with the Unlimited X-Men. I saw some people putting him there. Kind of a bust with the Darkhold in 5, a bust there. I've had great use with him on offense, just destroying a Rebirth team in 6. He does fantastic there because he gets his base stun out. I've had him do good work against Gamma teams as well, outside of war, like Gamma Doom. I've seen a couple fights like that. So he definitely has a lot of plug-and-play value. He hits like an absolute truck. So as long as you start working into his kit, you should be good. And that battlefield effect is really cool.
Nice. All right, so it looks to be a good character, and hopefully even better with the rest of his team. Do you see him being more of an offensive nightmare or more of a defensive nightmare now that we know about his awakened abilities and opening that? Oh, actually, let me ask you about his awakened abilities. Did you open your 12 orbs, and how did you do with his awakened abilities? As you can see, I didn't awaken anything here.
I got
38 of this one. I got a few of the others.
Yeah, just like you, I got just a mixed match of them. I think I got 100 for his passive. So you got 72 on his special.
Okay.
But nowhere close to getting it completed. And since there's RNG and even getting any at all from the orbs, I suspect it's going to take multiple runs of the Nova Trial before we have it done. And for people that cored it, they spent like $500-$600 worth of cores to get these abilities unlocked. So it's gross. It's gross. Yeah.
And do you think this is going to make a big difference? Do you think a lot of people are just going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to go in my Nova as is. I'm going to use them on offense like this. I don't care about these awakened abilities. Or do you think they're worth spending those cores on to make it a little better on offense? Or is it just for a hardcore war alliances that these kind of abilities would be worth it for him?
This is for nobody. So the hardcore war alliances, they're going to have this team on defense, and the awakened abilities don't affect defense at all. Okay. Somebody willing to spend $500 for just some kit upgrades to the offensive side is probably in a hardcore war alliance, and they will be told by their officers, you're putting nowhere on defense because it's a headache team, and trying to win the mirror matchup is riskier than forcing your opponent to take some losses and stack up the exhaustion and all that new nonsense that the new war stuff has going on. So I don't know who these awakened abilities are for. As a smaller player in like a flight deck, maybe you can make the argument that that kind of a player can keep theirs on offense to deal with the bigger enemy nowhere teams. But will that smaller player have spent $500 to unlock these abilities? Why would they? Why are they a smaller player if they're going to drop $500?
2 years they'll get these awakened abilities from the Nova Trials coming back for like
that's it.
20th time.
Hopefully by the time Nowhere is no longer the apex war defense team, we all have these abilities and we can pull them on offense to fight the next apex war D team.
Well, at least Icarus is still irrelevant in the meta now that he's farmable. They didn't wait till he's totally out of the meta. So maybe these awakened abilities will give a little bit of value.
There you go. We can hope.
All right, let's talk about the other Nowhere team member in Cosmo that arrived this week. This was probably my favorite member of the Nowhere team for use outside of this Nowhere team. But, and that's because it says some very good kit right here. This special looks very good. This ultimate looks very good. But the only problem, these cooldowns look very long. So with that said, with this strong kit, is it worth potentially building up Cosmo for other game modes? And I'm particularly talking about Dark Dimension 6. Even with these long cooldowns, or because these cooldowns are so long, it's not going to give the value that a lot of people are thinking. What is your head around Cosmo right now?
I'm not considering him for Dark Dimension 6 at all. I think he's a great character. I think he's really good on his team. I don't think he's going to have great plug-and-play value in Crucible or in War. Like, if you're going to build him up, you better build up your full Nowhere team. And so for Dark Dimension, with those long cooldowns, with all the other options we have for the Cosmic section, I'm not looking at Cosmo at all. He's bio, right? I'm going heavy into Rebirth.
It's bio. Yeah, I think it's a she. I think the comics is the male, but the MCU, the game, and then the real space dog that rushes out into space is a female as well. So
yeah, she's a good girl. She's also a dog though, so I'm not too worried about misgendering her.
I like his character, man. I don't know if I'm ever going to use his character, but it's a dog. I like dogs.
I would strongly recommend building up this Nowhere team to like minimal levels, because anything besides a mirror matchup, they will destroy at like 3 stars with the right ISOs, or sorry, with the right T4s, as long as you have a big Nova. So take your good girl Cosmo, bring her up to like 75 gear tier 14 ISO blue, and just max your Nova, and then go smack around all the different gamma teams run into, or the Darkhold Apocalypse teams. Go smack them around. So minimal investment on this team will pay off maximally in war.
Will you even, are you able to punch up on this team in a mirror match from your testing in the test server in war? Or does it have to be like an even, or you have to be punching down to win the mirror match? What is your experience with the mirror match?
Mirror match would be very rough punching up. So basically how it works is the enemy Thor, when he does his AoE damage, if he kills anybody not named Korg, then you're playing from behind and it's really tough to catch back up.
Okay. All right. So maybe not for mirror matches, but build them up for every other match that you would run across there. And hopefully your opponents are also using them for offense as well.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, it looks to be good. Now, one thing that a lot of people were wondering, because initially when the blog post came out for this solar flare event ending, it didn't look like there were going to be enough points for everybody to reach these milestones. I ended up reaching these. They shifted the points for this last milestone. Did you end up reaching these? And did you hear about any people having problems getting to finish all these after they adjusted the point totals?
I did reach them. I didn't hear anybody complaining after they adjusted the point totals, but there was a lot of confusion because they did adjust it at the end, that last minute event where they added 70,000 points or whatever.
I don't think they calculated it correctly.
which is such a crazy oversight. Like, you have, you know, X number of events, you know, in this milestone, they need 750,000 points. You should literally just divide 750,000 by X events and throw those in there and then avoid all confusion always.
Right? Well, they like to make it so confusing that players like, oh, I don't know what to do to spend. But they make it so confusing that even they get confused sometimes. So when we're supposed to be completing this event, they don't give us a rad totals. And they give us, it's not even, it's like 50,000 points for one event, 100,000 points for another event, 70,000 points, and then 300,000 points for like the last... Yep. It's always weird like this, but yeah, it looked like it ended well. I wasn't sure if it would be doing that, but yeah.
Well, the concern is the next time that they don't do the good math and we tell them they don't do the good math and they tell us, it is what it is this time. That's the concern, right? Because a lot of people were like, is this the one? We're always waiting for the next shoe to drop. Is this the monthly event where it's not free to play completable? We're all waiting for it.
I think if it happens like that, I think it's because of a mistake, because they've always wanted us to do it, but it seemed like they've wanted us to do it, because every time it's been mentioned, be like, oh yeah, shoot, we screwed this up. Let's give more points. But there will be one day that people don't realize, they'll be like, wait, we're short here. And yeah, it shouldn't be like that. We should just be able to do all these. Now, there was an issue with one of these events leading up to this solar flare, and that was the one that the points got adjusted for. But luckily, it got a lot easier. So May 28th, the Shooting Star event ended, which was the last event for solar flare. It would one sim blitz battle, you were getting 75,000 points. You didn't have to do all that. That was awesome. And their response was awesome as well. As evaluating the issue, the team decided to update the scoring to allow all players to take advantage of 75,000 points with just one blitz battle. After that, players could continue to keep going and blitzing win or lose with this. I think the way they handled this was awesome. I didn't have to blitz too much. I mean, I blitzed a little bit for Dark Beast, but that was because I wanted Dark Beast, not because I wanted to do this event. How much blitzing did you do, and did you like the way that they responded to this event, or these errors with this event?
I did like the way they responded to this error, and I'm going to take partial credit for it, because I went in there right away, got my 75,000, and then I got reports from my Discord that, oh, it's not working anymore, and I immediately went into the Discord, lit them up, and was like, nope, it's too late, I have my 75,000, you need to give it to everybody else, everyone else has it, you just need to do this, take the L. And they took the L to their credit. You know, sometimes... like the incursion event, they let some people that are online for the bugs keep those advantages. But I'm very happy that this time they figured it out, that just let it be free. Because this was the event where they put the extra monthly milestone stuff in. So not making players stress out about finishing the Firestar monthly was the right call. Giving the 75K away was the right call.
Do you think they're setting a precedent here that they're going to handle things in the correct way most of the time? When they make an error, they're gonna have to eat it and not let the players eat it when they make an error.
No, look, unless Nova trial starts again tomorrow and we have 100 or 1.8 million ISO 5 in our account the next day, then they're still telling us that when it's the most egregious errors, they don't care. They still won't do what's right by the people that don't take advantage of bugs.
All right. I was hoping it would be the page turning on it, and we're reaching a new chapter, but I guess not. Let's talk about a new chapter in war. I'm sorry, what?
I don't think that's the case. I would like to say that they're turning a new page, turning a new leaf, but I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what the turning a new leaf. That's what I wanted to say. But yeah, I'm hoping. I'm going to cross my fingers that you're wrong and we're right on this.
Me too. Me too. I'll cross my fingers.
But you're probably right, Dorky. All right, let's talk about the new chapter in Alliance War. We have a new Alliance War, the Nowhere Siege, going on right now. This is what players have been asking for a while. Efficiency-based war, not having to rush. How are you liking these changes? You're in a competitive war alliance, and I guess you're seeing war from a little different place than a lot of the majority of the community. So how are you liking these changes? Efficiency, 10 attacks all at the start. And there's a few other changes I want to talk about, but let's talk about the 10 attacks at start.
It's such a mixed bag. So the 10 attacks at start, I think, is fantastic. So if you go perfect, then you don't have to blitz, store, refresh, all that. So I'm saving a lot of cores.
Nice.
So I like that. I like the aspect of being on ready at time. But the flip side, and this is unrelated almost, is that I'm the smallest person in my alliance. Mm-hmm. We're facing big alliances. Like today, we're facing Baby Yoda. And they come in. I can't do any attacks at the beginning. I can't use any of my 10 attacks, even at the early flight deck teams, because they took away the majority of our offensive boosts and they didn't take away enough of the defensive boosts, right? So they wanted to take the race aspect out of it to get more players involved with war. I think that was fantastic. But yes, they didn't properly adjust the power level of the defense in correspondence with that. So you're always playing from what we used to call playing from behind without your globals up. And so that's very bad. And also, the efficiency thing is really cool. The one problem I have is that some people want to be a hero. Okay. So they get
Everybody wants to be a hero.
So they get their 14 attacks in, but only 10 of their teams are good. So then they're losing a bunch, ruining the efficiency. It's like, imagine you were doing Crucible, but somebody else came in and started doing attacks, but they didn't have the right teams for the matchups. So you lose your Crucible because of that. It's ugh.
Wait, are there consequences at your level for people that screw up war? Don't they pay attention to that very closely? And they get mad at the people that do that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. See, we're pretty new still in this Nowhere Siege infancy, right? So
yes,
that is now being recognized and will definitely be starting to get cracked down on. It's like, why are you trying to one-shot the Gamma team when you don't have the proper counter up? You don't risk it, and then you back out. So not only did you just lose a sufficiency, but you didn't put exhaustion on the enemy team. So there's a... It's a very mixed bag. But I think for the vast, vast, vast majority of the game, the people that are not in alliances, that are counting attacks, and they're winning and losing off one or two defenses, and even if they do, they don't care. It's just kind of like a cool thing that happens. This was a very, very good change, minus how you're always playing from behind.
So like a few details, you know, they said this was temporary. That would be your feedback, is to look at the room bonuses for offense, maybe make some of the defenses bonuses a little less to make it a little bit easier for someone like you to attack.
Yeah. And also they should not show war history anymore. War attack history. If it's efficiency based, the same reason they don't show Crucible history anymore, they should stop showing war history until the end of war.
I didn't think about that. That's a good point. All right. So you mentioned the exhausted attack a little, the exhausted mechanic a little bit. Now it doesn't seem like it's very good to cancel your war attack. You should finish it, even if it's not a good attack. Is that kind of your experience at the high levels as well? No more canceling?
No more canceling unless it's something super egregious. Like if you went in there and you were being silly and you were trying to one-shot Gamma with your Tangled Web Eternal's Dorm and you did nothing, like you just lost out the gate because you went into like security and the Red Hulk came and one-shot through your characters, took the revives off, and that's it.
Yep.
Then you need to back out. So all you did there is you ruined your efficiency. You didn't get exhaustion up there. But for the vast majority of fights, it's going to be let the exhaustion go up there. You should have at least killed one or two characters if you brought the right team. And if you're not trying to stretch your roster to silly degrees, then you should be able to leave it. Have the benefit of that exhaustion, the follow-up attack. It makes a lot of things a lot easier. Like for the Gamma team, if you're still doing the old burn method where you're just pulling the Red Hulk ultimate and then his second special, the follow-up attack is very easy now. So even on like a 1.8, 2 million powered Gamma, when they have exhaustion, they're now down was that 400,000 power if they're at 2 million?
That's true.
It's big. Yeah.
Now, last but not least, let's talk about this other new team in war, the Black Order. Now, you mentioned Gamma getting a little easier to find. You start shaking your head as soon as I mentioned Black Order. How tough is this Black Order, even with the exhausted effect on them? I guess Wakandans work very well. What is your experience using any other team besides the Wakandans on this Black Order, though?
I've not even tried any other team.
Only Wakandans?
I've seen people try Infinity Watch and Punch Downs. I watch the replay and they just get wrecked. They never get to do any kind of damage. The whole time the Black Order is in control, they lose. And then there's exhaustion, so it's a little bit easier on the follow-up. But you've also just wasted your Infinity Watch.
Yeah.
With that said, the War Dog team struggles with big Black Orders, especially in security. So if Nakia gets clipped and she dies, she's no longer pinging the enemy Corvus or the enemy Proxima up, you just lose. And it doesn't take much of a Black Order. Like, I did a 200K punch up, which is nothing. Yeah. I have a 1.4 million War Dogs. It was 1.6 million Black Order, which was basically gear tier 15 characters, but it was in security. My Nakia got clipped, not even the target of his attack, clipped by the Thanos and just bled out before her turn. Jeez. And that was it. So, the 3 million Black Orders, they're pretty rough. And I almost think people will probably just be doing burn attacks on them.
Yeah.
They will be wasting their Infinity Watch, pull all the abilities, and then go in with their War Dogs after that.
Do you think that that's a good thing for war, the way that Black Order is overtuned and that we don't know how long it's going to be overtuned for? They said it's going to be a temporary thing. We don't know if that's a couple months, a couple years. We don't know what this stuff. Do you think this is a good thing for war, this Black Order team being like this?
To this extent, no.
No.
So it's not just like they got a who's a good rework team. Let's just look at Rebirth. Sure. Let's look at that. It's not just that Black Order was brought to that same level in the meta. So it's not like they're on par with Young Avengers or they're on par with Heroes for Hire. They're not like a new Marauders. Marauders was a good example, right? They got reworked. They're kind of like a B tier defense team, but it was basically the whole team just got reworked. This is not Marauders. This Black Order team, when built up, is just as or more difficult than your Gamma, than your Nowhere team, than your Darkhold Apocalypse. It scales. The scaling on this team is insane. Because every time you get, 100 extra damage on your Thanos, well, that gets multiplied by an extra 100. So now it's 200. Mm. So it scales crazy with the war buffs. I think my friend Scotty had the right suggestion. Is they needed to just make this a war defense team. If you wanted people to build at Black Order, you make them a permanent war defense team by just kind of bringing their stats up to par. Maybe you give them Safeguard, but you don't give them all the other nonsense, all that other crazy stuff. And then you make it a permanent team instead of what is just it's a bait to build up your Black Order, and then they're going to be used. Which is tough. It's tough pill to swallow. It's not for everybody. In my mind, this Black Order team was just for the top end of war. Get those Krakens to spend the resources on building Black Order, so they got to buy new resources and then go.
Wait, spend what resources? I'm out of gold. I haven't been able to build a character for a few days now.
Me too, brother. My Cosmo is also level one. She's a good girl, but she's a little girl. All right. I'm with you, but I know people that they drop buckets of money on this team.
There's those people out there, I know.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm probably not building Black Order. Most people probably not building Black Order, but if you're alliance, you're getting a lot of benefit on having them on defense right now. So weigh that if that's important to you. All right. The other big thing that happened this week was this advanced options here. Selling our data. You had to opt out of this stuff here. Let me see if I could find this thing here. There it is. Do not share some of my personal information. This was checked. I checked opt out a long time ago, but apparently this has been rechecking every time an update drops. Did you know about this?
I didn't know about this. I'm going to be a pretty unpopular opinion here. My data is being stolen from so many places. I don't care that Scopely's doing. Look, Google's getting me. Yeah, Twitch is probably getting me. YouTube's definitely getting me. My work is probably selling it. Like, everybody's stealing my data. I haven't been on Facebook in 2 years. I'm sure they got a hotline beat on everything I do. I'm just not worried about this kind of stuff anymore because it's just the norm. I understand that a lot of people feel very strongly about this. So I agree with them that, yes, it should never just opt you back in. just because there was a patch. It's a very silly thing to do and very morally corrupt.
I don't know if it's morally corrupt or just bad design. I mean, they've shown so many errors. They've been showing so many bugs that shouldn't have been bugged that just pop up. That I'm guessing this is a bug. I'd like to think that they have some nefarious design and they're really evil. I think they're just dumb at a lot of things.
So, I mean, that's fair to say, but let me give you this scenario, if I will.
Yes.
You are paying for a service. Let's say it's your AC. You're paying for your AC service, but it's not working out for you. You don't want that anymore. So you stop that service. You go with somebody else, whatever the case may be. You weren't charged for the month of your old service. Mm-hmm. The next month comes around and they give you a bill. Like, so it's just, they're just putting it back on so that they can make money off it. Now, I agree that for the most part, I attribute stupidity instead of malice. Yeah. When it comes to them making money off that stupidity, then I start kind of going, well, it seems like it might be a little malicious.
Yeah, I still think they're stupid. Obviously, they do make money on this stuff, but
who knows? They should
maybe they're very evil, and I'm the naive one that's like, oh, they're just dumb. Maybe they have this grand scheme, and they're selling all the data and everything like that. But
but I got to assume that they have this tracked, right? So if this is a source of income for them, they probably have a tracker on it. It's like, okay, only Dorky Dad is letting us sell his data. That's one out of the apparently 50,000 players that play the game. And then the patch hits and it's like, oh, cool. Everybody opted back in. So now we're making money off that. Like they have to have seen this before we did, or it's like vast incompetence.
Well, they say right here, Scopely does not sell this data initiative for money. But we want you to know that this sharing of this information partners for personalized advertising purposes, nonetheless, may be considered either a sale or a share of the information under California Consumer Privacy Act. So
they say they don't sell the money, but they might sell the money, like sell it for money. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm just reading. I'm not interpreting, brother. That's what it says.
Okay, like we don't sell it for money, but like we give it to people and they like dock the charges off of us on the app store. So it's like not the same thing as money.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so be aware of this, guys. Make sure you're opt out if you want to be opt out. If you don't care, because I don't know what data they have from me in this, from this game anyway, then it's not that big of a deal. But yeah, make sure you are opted out if you want to be opted out. I guess that's the big thing. Who knows what the hell Scopely is going to do or what the ramifications for them screwing this up are, because there probably is going to be some ramifications for them, because this is not how it's supposed to go. All right.
Yeah.
New month-long milestone event. The next character is Korg. Was that surprising to you that Korg was picked as a character and not someone like Star-Lord or even Cosmo, that Korg got picked? Or did it not even matter? It's just another character for you.
It wasn't surprising. It made sense to me because Korg is the least impactful with higher stars. So because the monthly event, normally we get 4 stars for it, like we did for Firestar. He's the worst character on the team. He just gets revived and he keeps taunting. You revive him again and he keeps taunting. He's a cool character, but he doesn't need stars. So it makes sense in the release method that we get the most stars, they would put him in.
Okay. I guess it's better than putting the best character that we have to wait till the end of the month to get to unlock this character.
Oh, I would argue the opposite. I would argue that like I'd rather it be Thor in there, because then at the end of the month, I at least have 180 shards on my Thor. As opposed to what's Thor's release method going to be? Are they going to give us 100 shards of Thor? Are they going to give us less? Like the unknown of what the other releases are, I think will probably end up being less shards.
Well, it's not always. I've completed all the events. I don't have a 4-star on my Firestar from last month. So
how much did they give on the Firestar event?
They gave 3 for the event. And then they said throughout the month, maybe I missed a few of the events. I'm short 9 shards though. So I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just looking at it from the delay perspective, not the amount of shards, because they're kind of inconsistent with the amount of shards that they give.
Oh, they say right there, 130 character shards for Korg. Okay, then I guess it doesn't matter. I now agree with you. You've changed my mind.
Okay.
I would rather not have to wait as long for Thor than waiting for Korg, because Korg he's just a rock.
Yeah. 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 All right. So good. Let's move on to the next milestone. The first milestone that is coming later today associated with this Korg event. It is the Spider-Verse milestones. I didn't see anything really big in these milestones where you got to save your power cores or your energy. What did we talk about? Rewards for some old Spider-Verse characters, some old WebWare characters, not even new Gwenpool. It's Spider-Man Miles, Spider-Punk, Ghost Spider. That's the rewards. Is this a skippable of event? Obviously, you need the meta item for that core monthly thing. But outside of that, is this a skippable event?
Is there a leaderboard on this one? I actually haven't looked at the events.
There is a leaderboard on this one. So not skippable because there's a leaderboard. Yeah.
Pretty much for the people who are still trying to get the Big Boy Apocalypse, even though they like drastically reduce the amount that we get from these leaderboards now for the ISO 5s. Like, what is that now? Top 1% is now 300,000 instead of what used to be 900,000 because now the new goal is that gear tier 18 they're including in there instead. I'm so mad about that. Anyway, because there's a leaderboard event, it's no longer skippable if you care about Big Boy Apocalypse or if you care about Dark Dimension 6.
Yeah, other than the ISO 8.5 and the meta item, there's not a lot of stuff I'd really want from this event. So it's mainly, if you're pushing on this event, it's mainly for the ISO 5 is pretty much it.
Yep.
All right. We also have another event for Spider-Verse, Under Attack Flash event. Now, this is not in-game, but it is on the Strikeforce website. Some of these different missions here, orange gear for mission 4, but mission 5 we get some decent teal gear, some guaranteed rewards. Nice. Okay type mission. Is this another skippable event?
Well, we just get to go in there if we have our team built up, right? So
yeah, I think you just do it, and it's probably like one of these incursion events that you're getting a new source of energy and then refreshing for some of this stuff here. Looks like this is a first time reward, the guaranteed, but some other teal gear here is looks like the reward for this. So
I mean, I'd be happy with any kind of bio teal gear because nowhere is a very heavy bio team. I don't even have my Nova gear tier 16 yet because I ran out of bio gear. So a skippable event if you don't have the team built up, sure. Extra bonus if you do have the teams built up, hell yeah.
Easy stuff. All right.
Yeah.
We have some new borders coming to the game. And actually, I think they're in the game right now, just not usable this Pride Month. What do you think about new borders? They were doing character shards previously whenever Pride Month rolled around. Other than this new border, this rainbow border, I think it looks pretty cool. What are your thoughts on this new celebration for Pride Month this year?
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen it. I mean, they look pretty. They look like pretty borders. That's cool.
All right, controversial question, Dorky Dad. Is this the last time that we will see Pride Month in Marvel Strike Force now that Scopely's been bought out by a Saudi company?
It's a good question. I don't think so, because it's been a standard for them to drop the standard, at least for next year. I'm sure we'll get it again next year. For them to drop it like right away as the first anniversary thing, it would be very jarring. I think they would lose a lot of players for it
as well.
Yeah. And I hope they're chill. The same Saudi guys are chill and they just let the people have what the people want, you know, live and let live. That's the way it should be. And that's all we can hope for.
All right. Well, we'll see what they end up doing. Now, the other good thing that happened this week, Spider-Man 2099 is in the Crucible store. Is in there right now, but because it's rotating, you may not see Spider-Man 2099. Good character there. Yep. How often do you think they're going to add these characters to the Cosmic Crucible store? They've been Gambit, Hulkbuster, and Abomination in there for a while. They finally added a new one. How often do you think they're going to add these characters, and how often it's going to rotate through?
If they were smart, they'd be adding characters in that store every other week at this point. If they were smart. Because that's like the primary currency. They're really trying to push people to do Crucible. It's probably the best way that they're able to sell teams right now. The fact that it's taken them this long to throw in one character, and I don't know how old 2099 is at this point, but I didn't spend too much money on him, and through countless events and probably some mega orbs, I already have him finished. So it's like that premium Crucible currency, I'm not feeling the pinch on that at all. But I think they should be shoving more characters in there to make people have to make decisions instead of just hoard up and then they get 2099 every time he appears. And then 5 months later, a new character goes in there, but now they've completely hoarded up again. It's like, I think it's very silly that it's taken them this long to add one. So I'm hoping they'll add a lot more quickly.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the hoard comes from, right? Them not taking action, them not doing anything with the gold, them not adding characters, and arena currency. Now Cosmic Crucible currency starts to build up. Our Blitz currency has been built up for forever, you know. So hopefully they do be proactive with this and start putting more characters there before the horde starts to come. All right, last but not least, everybody's wondering, when are we getting these ISO 8 hard missions? I'm using all this ISO 8 energy for all these events that we got going on. I don't even know what to spend this on. What are you expecting is going to be in here? Some blue gear, some other stuff, maybe some ISO 4 ions. What are you expecting is going to be in here?
No shot. There's ISO 4 or 5 in there. Like it's going to be regular blue ISO to bring characters up from level 1 to 3 blue. It's going to be like a nice little catch-up way for new players to get into the Doom raids faster, since they still have those stupid requirements on to have certain ISO levels. This is, to most endgame players, this is going to feel the exact same as when we were farming green ISO. Mm. You're just going to be farming the regular blue gear. That's my opinion. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully it's ISO 4 in there. We can bring a bunch more characters up to ISO 4, but I'm not seeing it.
ISO 4 would be nice, but you know they seem to be delayed with a lot of their reactions. So that's probably,
yeah.
This is probably something that they've planned 6 months to a year ago before they're adding this. Yep. But that's about it, Dorky Dad. Kind of a chill before the storm comes with the next Korg event coming up. Nova is done. We're just waiting to see how the devs are going to respond. Any other final thoughts on Marvel Strike Force, the direction of this game? Anything else that you want to promote coming up on your channel?
Well, I'm going to be getting a Mystic Raid guide video, because I think that is the one section where we don't have the cookie cutter team. No. We have a lot of plug and play answers. I do think we've stumbled on to a creative solution to get through the higher difficulties. I'm doing difficulty 1.5.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to be working on that, because the incursion raids, they're like a whole other thing right now, right? And tech section is just... Oh, I don't know. The tech section, I don't know what to say about it. But we're going to have that video coming out soon, so I'm hoping to share that with everybody within the next couple days.
Nice, nice. I always look forward to your guys on Scourge and new raids and all that stuff. So make sure you guys, if you're not already subscribed to Dorky Dad, make sure you go and subscribe to his channel. Check him out on Twitch as well. Streams are all the time. Puts a lot of good content. So that is it. Anything else? But that's all I got. That's anything else that you want to mention before we go?
I heard, no spoilers because I haven't seen it, I heard Spider-Man Into the Multiverse, what's it called? The new Miles Morales movie. I heard it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, when is that coming out? I haven't even been following on the news on that. When is that coming out?
I think it's out tomorrow. I just saw a YouTube review of it.
Okay, I know what I'm asking my wife to do with the wife and kids this weekend.
There you go.
What we're going on. So that is it, guys. Hopefully this video was valuable for you. If it did give you some value, hit that like button. Helps that YouTube algorithm. If you haven't already subscribed, hit that subscribe button. Check out some of the other videos on the channel to help you in Marvel Strike Force. I'll see you guys next time. Are you ready for the fist bump, Dorky Dad?
I'm ready for it. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Hulk fist bump. Valley Fly Dorky Dad out. Have a great rest of your day, guys.